USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The United Nations Security Council overwhelmingly voted against the United States resolution to indefinitely extend the arms embargo against Iran. The 13-year embargo will now expire in mid-October, allowing Iran to buy and sell conventional weapons without UN restrictions. The embargo was first formed in 2007, well before the 2015 nuclear deal with Iran was forged by the United States, the UK, France, Germany, Russia, China, and the European Union. That deal, which created the October 2020 expiration of the embargo, gives Iran relief from economic sanctions. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo slammed the vote in a statement, writing, "The Security Council's failure to act decisively in defense of international peace and security is inexcusable." The White House now has options: pursue an increasingly hard line against Iran or forge a compromise with European allies. This is USA Radio News.
Right now, we're all experiencing something that we've never been through before, and one of the big changes is wearing a face cover. Many studies show that face covers work to slow the spread, but the kind you use really matters because not all offer the same protection. Boomer Naturals offers a highly rated consumer face cover with three layers of comfortable, breathable cotton polyester blend cloth in sizes for adults and children. These are in stock now and shipped to you fast. These multi-use covers are also very affordable at about 30 cents a day. One reason why these are so highly protective is each layer is enhanced with nano silver technology that can aid in filtration, block droplets and tiny particles, and that middle layer is your built-in filter. Boomer Naturals donates one face cover for every order to nonprofits and charities, helping tens of thousands of Americans in need. Order today at BoomerNaturals.com. Use promo code WARRADIO20 at checkout and save 20%. That's promo code WARRADIO20. Boomer Naturals, your source for in-stock face covers.
Popular tourist destinations on the Navajo Nation, including Canyon de Shelly, can welcome back tourists on Monday under the tribe's reopening plan. Much of the Navajo Nation has been closed since March, with the coronavirus sweeping through the reservation that extends into New Mexico, Utah, and Arizona. The tribe released a plan this week that allows hair salons and barbershops to open by appointment only and businesses to operate at 25% of maximum capacity, also the reopening of marinas, parks, and others with safeguards. The Democratic and Republican conventions will lack for crowds but not television coverage. The standard political gatherings that were to unfold for the Democratic Party in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and for the GOP in Charlotte, North Carolina, will be largely virtual, constrained by the coronavirus. That won't stop TV scrutiny for the speeches and other activities leading up to Joe Biden's Democratic Party nomination for president on Thursday and the GOP's renomination of President Donald Trump the following week. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Former Illinois Governor James R. Thompson, known as Big Jim during a long career that eventually made him the state's longest-serving chief executive, has died. He was 84. Thompson had been recovering for several weeks after suffering heart problems. The Republican from Chicago was first elected in 1976 and eventually served four terms before leaving office in 1991. After he left public office, Thompson served as a member of the National Commission on Terrorist Attacks to examine the September 11, 2001 attacks. The COVID-19 pandemic has slowed the transfer of vital organs for transplant. The public's limited movement, thanks to stay-at-home orders and social distancing, means fewer of the accidents and other traumatic events that generate organ donations. Some people anticipating transplants have now been inactivated from the national wait list because of the crisis. Despite a dwindling supply, surgeons are now declining organs from coronavirus hotspots. In addition, concern about the availability of personal protective equipment has halted live donor transplants at local transplant centers. Donors and transplants reached all-time highs in 2019, according to the United Network for Organ Sharing, the nonprofit that manages the country's organ transplant system under contract from the U.S. government. While the number of weekly transplants nationwide hovered around 800 for the first 2 months of 2020, that number has dipped to under 200 per week. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.